Welcome to the Imagine Mom Cast. This is your host, Elaine Kohanowitz. You're in the right place, Mom, if you're looking for real answers, real Jesus, and real fun. Hi, all. Welcome to the Imagine Mom Cast. This is your host, Elaine, and I am with Laura and Laisha for the Girls Get Real. And today we are talking about vacations, because I know that you're all thinking about it right now because it's the height of summer. So we are going to give you our best tidbits on how to have a great vacation with kids of different ages, all of our wonderful life experiences and memories, and all of the terrible things that have happened to us on vacations, and maybe how you can avoid them. Maybe, I hope. So let's start out with this question. Okay, so how to take vacations with, we'll do little kids, teens, young adults. So let's start with little kids. What are some vacations that you've taken or tips that you have for vacationing with little kids? And I'll just start by saying that I did not vacation with little kids. I avoided it as much as possible when my kids were little. Because with six little kids, taking a road trip sounded horrible. So the first time we ever took like a real bona fide vacation was, we actually had five at the time. And we drove to New York. So from Missouri to New York is a very long trip. So I took brown paper bags and I put little toys in them. And I can't remember if some of them were toys that we already had, but I know that quite a few of them were little things I bought, like at the dollar store and stuff like that. And then like every hour or whatever, I would let them open a bag. So
that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's ingenious. Way to go, Elaine.
Totally looked that up on Pinterest. I'm sure that was not an original.
I just popped open the TV and I'm like, watch that. We got six more hours.
Oh yeah, we did do that too. We had those little, remember the portable DVD players? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Just throw them on the back of your headrest and take a drive.
Yeah.
All of my vacations were, since I was teaching when my kids were young, all my vacations were going home to my parents or the in-laws, because that's really the only time we could vacation was during the summer. And then I would make it a really long vacation because I didn't want to like house hop, you know, and just go somewhere for a week and then come back home. So I would spend like maybe, I don't know, just 1 week at my parents, 1 week at my in-laws. And that was really the only vacation my kids had ever known. So I don't know if that counts, but it was an 8-hour drive up to Minnesota. But I only had two kids, so that's kind of cheating.
I remember those, you telling me about those trips though, and the kids telling me about them. It seems like they loved it.
They loved it. And I got smart as I got older because I would drive, like as it was getting nighttime. So then they would fall asleep after, like I would let them watch like two movies and then I would make them fall asleep. So, and I
tranquilizer dart or something.
Yeah. Like Benadryl. No, so I thought, so it worked pretty well because most of the time I was traveling by myself, Joe wouldn't come with us. You have to get smart because you don't want to stop when you're by yourself with the kids in the car. And I'm fairly sure I took our dog too. So we had it down to a fine.
Looking back on it, it was actually really dangerous.
Oh my gosh, just driving through Iowa.
Oh, that's not dangerous.
No, it's not dangerous. Those truck stops in Ankeny, that they can be pretty hairy. So we didn't do huge vacations. The vacations we did do though, oh my gosh, I have a funny one. I'll save that for later. It was the worst ever. Oh my gosh. Laura, go ahead. How'd you travel? So,
with little kids, we did two different vacations. We did one where we flew and we did one where we drove. And I cannot stress enough how different those two styles of travel are. Flying is very intense. You have to get there on time. Everybody's got to get be packed and on the ball. And you just have to have all your ducks in a row. And it's so stressful because who is that organized when you've got little kids? Somebody has needs a diaper change at the last minute. Somebody can't find this. Somebody's unpacked their suitcase looking for something. You know, there's it's just like, it's so intense to try to get to the airport and get there on time. But once you're there, it's like, okay, we're there. All of our stuff is checked in. Our only job is to sit on an airplane strapped in a seatbelt for a couple of hours. And that was great. Road trip was good because you could kind of move along at your own pace. So when we went on the plane, we went to Florida. And the only thing bad about that was we had to touch down and get like, we had to a layover, but we didn't get off the plane. We just sat parked. And then something was wrong with the plane. And so we sat parked on the plane for a couple of hours and they wouldn't let us off the plane because we were already on the plane. We just had to stop and pick up more passengers. I don't even know what they call that. I'm not an airline person, but then the plane broke and we sat there and the kids were so bored. And I was too, like they were screaming. I was screaming. And of course, nobody around us liked us very much because we had bored kids on an airplane that was broken and everybody was grouchy. But that was the only bad part about that. The driving part, definitely a more chill. It takes a lot longer. The only part problem with driving for us is like somebody was always puking in the car. Like whether it was lovely, they ate too much at McDonald's or they were car sick or just had a virus. Yeah, it's just like anytime we got in the car and went anywhere. Well, we have one kid. The oldest boy was always getting sick. He was so motion sick. It was like, there's not enough Dramamine in the world. So we were always pulling over. So he could barf on the side of the road. And sometimes, you barf in a Pringles can, whatever. So very two different styles. I didn't really care for either one. I just to say soon, stay home and watch cartoons.
Do your kids have fun memories of those vacations though, even with the puking?
I don't think so. I don't think they cared, but I don't know though. That's tough. That's a really loaded question.
Sure.
My kids aren't nostalgic or they don't reminisce. I have the oldest girl just isn't sappy about old memories like that. And the boys really don't reminisce about anything. So they never say, remember that one time, yada, yada, yada. They just are, maybe they will someday.
Maybe but someday.
They don't really know.
That's okay. Kind of what I thought about with little kids. Like, they would be just as happy to go to the park or a pool or something than travel somewhere. So I just felt like, and then they probably wouldn't remember it. So I just felt like, I mean, I would like to travel places, but that just seemed like a whole heck of a lot of work. That's why we never went camping either. I was like, I have way too much to do already at home. Much less, go drag it all out to the country, then drag it all back and have to wash it all off and put it all away and take care of all the kids at the same time. Like, forget it.
Yeah.
But
that's what I was thinking. Some of these vacations, I feel like they're more hype than they are like appreciated or fun, because our idea of vacations are totally different than what other families do, and what other families do just doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun to me. But I think my kids are at the age where they disagree with us right now, so I'm not sure if our vacations would be a whole lot of fun for them.
Yeah, well, that brings up the good point though, traveling with a little bit older kids or teens, that's like a whole different animal. Yeah. So yeah. Have you had some like better trips with that age group, or tips for traveling with that age group?
Always check their bags. Always check their bags.
Why? Okay, now I need to know why.
Oh my gosh, you asked him 5 times, did you pack? You find out they only packed like one shoe and a hairbrush.
When you said check the bags, I thought you meant like check them in the airport.
Oh, right. Well, so if you're on an airplane, definitely check them, because every time we travel and we have to go on an airplane, always one of the stewards is pulled out of the security line. And like, they've got contraband.
Oh my gosh, who told you you could bring that?
It's always something stupid, but then it's important to them. So then you're like, no, you gotta, that baggie of Cheetos and the baggie of coins, they gotta toss them because, you know, you're setting off the alarms. And yeah, or no, you can't bring your gallon of hairspray with you, you know, that's more than an ounce. So, you know, they're chucking their personal belongings in the trash in front of them. And I'm like, well, well. Or they don't have underwear for a week because they didn't pack that. They didn't think of that. So it's always like, so check their bags. I don't care how old they are. Go through them. Because you'll be stopping anyways as soon as you land or you get to your destination to figure out what you need.
I feel like these days too, traveling with like older kids and teens is like so much chill too, because they all have electronic devices. So it's like, you know, they just, cause even when I've sent them off to camp or something and they're like going on a bus, they're like, ah, I got my phone, you know, or I've got my iPod or whatever it is. Like, I'm fine. I'm like, don't you want to bring cards or like, you know, a notebook and a pen, or in case you want to play dots, or, you know, all these like cool, fun road trippy games, you know, that we used to do. And they're just like, yeah.
Yeah, if your kids wanted to play with them, the other kids around them don't, so it's almost like you're living in two different worlds with it, with the kids they travel in, because my kids love to play those silly games and they don't ever find like good playmates.
Did you guys ever, like, if you were road tripping, did you play stuff on the radio, like stories or kids songs or like, I don't know, podcasts or anything like that that everybody liked to listen to?
We listen to Bullfrogs and Butterflies. It is like, that's awesome. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay. We would listen to that like all the time.
Oh, that reminds me. What was the Wits End? What's that? Adventures in Odyssey. Mm-hmm. We listened to that a few times.
Yep.
On trips. If it was just me and the kids, we would listen to stories. But if Ron was in the car, he didn't really like that.
Same. Or like even the Awana songs and verses, or my favorite was the Vacation Bible School worship songs and stuff. We would play those because the kids would just love that. But if Joe was in the car, we couldn't play it.
Some of those Vacation Bible School like soundtracks were popping off.
Oh my gosh. I you guys will know this one. It came to me the other day. I'm like, power up. Jesus helps you. Being sasses the other day. And they're like, I can't do it. I'm like, I got a song for you.
That's funny. Oh my gosh. Oh,
so funny. Yeah, so entertainment in a car is a serious issue if you don't have phones. But I didn't have that down perfect because all the kids would fight over what entertainment they were choosing next. So I didn't really ever have a good
experience plan with it. Yeah,
I tell you, one of the best vacations we took, and it was when my kids were a little bit older. It was a couple of years ago. Two of them were already out of the house. So I had a 15-year-old, 13, and like 10. But we did a roller coaster road trip and it was so much fun because it was what they wanted to do. It wasn't what Dad and I picked out for the family to do. It was, hey kids, what sounds fun? And so we just hit different amusement parks. And so we did this road trip where we drove to Chicago and went to Six Flags. Then we drove to Sandusky, Ohio, and went to Cedar Point, drove to St. Louis and went to Six Flags. And I got to tell you what, like, it was so intense, 7 days of just drive and roller coasters. It was a blast. And Mike, it broke the whining of, can we go to the amusement park? When we go to the amusement park, because like when we got home, we have worlds of fun here and they don't ever ask to go there. It's like we got the entire childhood's days worth of going to Worlds of Fun or going to amusement parks out of our system in that 1 week. And those amusement parks were so much more over the top. They were just better than what we have here. I think it kind of ruined my kids on amusement parks because that was such a fun time. that they don't ever need to go again. So,
except
that is just so cool, though. What a fun time.
It was fun. It was, well, and I think that that would be a good one for, if you're going to take a road trip, that's a good one for little kids too, I think, because it breaks it up. It's not like we did a 20-hour trip. You know, it was, what, 7 hours to Chicago? That's easy. And then you stay and play for a day. And then you, another 7 hours to Sandusky, and you stay and play for a day, for a couple of days, you know? So it's like a shorter road trip and then a little bit of vacation in one place and a little more in another place. So it broke up the road trip, I think, really, really well. And amusement parks, there's something for all ages. So like our kids weren't young at that point, but they had plenty of like little kid stuff to do. So it was really fun. That was my personal favorite. And the kids still talk about it. Like that's the one. They didn't talk about the Grand Canyon, and they didn't talk about Mount Rushmore. And they have not, I mean, at first they talked about when we went to Vegas. They don't talk about Los Angeles. They don't talk about all the crazy places we went. They talk about the roller coaster road trip.
Who came up with that idea, Laura? That's a good one.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. It's a brainchild of somebody, maybe a culmination of many people. I have no idea.
Well, that's a cool idea. Cause I think, that's what our kids were saying to us. Cause Joe and I were saying that, our idea of a great vacation is sitting on the beach and not like going from function to function, but just actually resting and being able to play in the ocean. And both of our kids pop their heads up and go, "That's so boring." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, who are you?" That's so delightful. So I think they would be on board for doing one of those vacations where they were in a different place every day, or it was activity to activity, which doesn't sound like fun to me, but I guess vacation isn't about us anymore. So
I remember my sister-in-law saying, "That sounds like the worst vacation ever. I'm so glad that's you and not me." But I don't know. I'm high energy. I get you, because Christian didn't want anything to do. And it just so happened that I did that one without him, because he got miraculously saved because he got called off on a work trip and had to miss the whole thing. So it was just the boys and I. But then the very next year we did Florida, where we did sit on the beach for a week, which was a great vacation because we rented a house for a week on the beach. And it was like, "Oh, you don't want to be in the ocean? So go inside, watch TV, do whatever. We don't care. Like, this is where we're going to be for a week. Play on your phone. We don't care. Play Xbox. We don't care. This is where we're going to be. Do what you want." And that was okay. I think that they had an okay time there because they didn't have to be forced on the beach or forced. I mean, they could just do whatever they wanted to when they wanted to do it. So,
which was there places to walk there too, that they could walk to?
Oh yeah. Everything was within walking distance. Cause it was, so we rented the beach house on St. George Island in Florida, which I think got recently voted like the number one place to go in Florida or something like that. As it's so, it's all beach rentals. There are no high rise hotels, and it's pretty safe, and it's really little. Like there's a trail from one end of the island to another, but all the shops are real right there. And a lot of those beach houses come with like beach cruiser bikes. So ours came with beach cruiser bikes, so we could just hop on a bike and go bike around. We didn't have to pack it or anything. So
did they do that? Did the kids go out and do that?
Like yeah, a little bit,
or something like that.
Yeah, well, and walked. Well, most of our stuff was within walking distance, so biked. It was fun. Yeah,
cool. Yeah, I think that would be the only piece of advice for any vacation. If it's affordable option, is rent a house, because we rented a house our last vacation at what is it called? Assateague Island and Chicotee Island out in, I believe it's in Maryland. It's in between two states, I think. But anywho, renting the house made a huge difference because you cut down all of your expenses by cooking your own food, or at least have a place to go. And like, you don't feel like you have to watch your kids all the time because, oh, just go in the house or go do this or go do that. And then a lot of those houses are set up with games already, so you don't have to pack them. Yeah. Or they leave their bikes, or the like paddle boards and stuff. So I don't think I would vacation any other way now, because in a hotel, and then in a hotel, you're always like shushing your kids because they're always so loud, or
and there's like no place to hang out, kind of.
Right. Right.
And yeah, it's harder to be together because mm-hmm. typically I have two rooms or whatever.
Yeah, the kids love it because they're down the hall from you, but then you're like, I don't know what weirdo's staying next to you. It makes me nervous. So yeah, I probably wouldn't stay in a hotel if it was a longer vacation again. I would rent a house.
Sometimes it's cheaper too. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have to rent more than one room.
Oh yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. So what do you guys think on, because you kind of touched on it, vacation styles between spouses, because I feel like we have to practically have like a counseling session. I think we need marital counseling to plan our vacations.
That's funny. I make Joe plan all the vacations.
Really?
He's got such an eye for detail, and I always forget stuff that I'm like, you know, this is really up your alley.
That's awesome.
Here's where we're going. Here's our dates. Just let me know. I think the last one I found the house just because I had more free time than him. But otherwise, he always plans everything. And I'm like, great, I'll just show up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a treat, Laisha. I plan all the vacations. And after I planned the roller coaster road trip, Christian was not looking forward to going to that, because he said, why can't we just go be someplace and relax and be on the beach? That's my kind of vacation. So the following year I planned that. I don't know. I'm more of a go and do. I want to be active on vacation, and he just kind of wants to relax. And so that is tough. It's tough being married. I think that you've got to compromise like everything else in marriage, I would say. Because one of you, if you've got two different styles of vacationing, then somebody's not going to get their way. So,
yeah, this one coming up, I actually got a house thinking, okay, he can stay at the house if he wants and chill, and I will take the kids places, because I'm kind of the same way. I kind of want to go.
That's smart, though. A lot of our vacations are usually surrounded by like some kind of family obligation, where it's either someone's graduation or wedding or Christmas or whatever. So we don't really get to dictate where we go or the time frame we get to go. So we are fairly on the same page where we don't want to be stuck in the house all the time. So we will find stuff to do, but we also don't like going from activity to activity. Especially if it's like a new city, or, you know, the traffic is bad. There's nothing worse than sitting in someone else's traffic. Yeah. Thing that you don't even know if it's going to be any fun. We don't like that kind of aggravation. So we try to balance it out where there's at least some chill time in there, and not a hectic schedule, because that just isn't very fun for us. But I'm sure the kids would probably prefer it, but that's not our idea of a good time.
We've been trying to mix ours with business. And so the last one we did, we actually took one with the boys where we went to Huntsville, Alabama, because we had to do a trade show. And we just made them tag along. And actually the oldest and the youngest ended up like being totally enamored with the oldest was working for us at the time because he's in his 20s. But the youngest, it was 10 or 11 at the time. Yeah. And I was just so surprised, because he was just like, I want to stay at the booth and help you guys sell stuff. And we're like, okay. And the two like creative minded ones just wandered off and got lost somewhere and played chess together, I think, on their phones. But we spent the rest of the days doing, you know, some fun activities in Huntsville. So it was really neat. And this time, actually, I have high hopes for this vacation, but I'll have to give you a report later. But we're going to go to VidCon in LA. So that's the YouTuber conference. So we can, you know, that'll consider that. Yeah. That will actually be part of like a business trip / we'll spend some days at the beach and things like that too. But this is kind of a cool thing. And my husband, I have to give him credit for really introducing this, but especially with older kids or young adult children, my hope for this is actually that they'll get really inspired, my husband took, sent me and our daughters with, like, just, I think last year or the year before. So they're like, you know, they're probably 17 and 19 to a women's conference, business conference. And it was just so neat because they got exposed to like all these women that were just doing really cool things. And so that's why I'm excited about this, because we actually have several kids that are either into, like, have their own YouTube channels, or one of our daughters is going into videography. And so I'm just, you know, hoping that they'll kind of get inspired, maybe meet people, just see what kind of opportunities are out there, you know? And I hope it's inspirational for them for their future, you know? So yeah, we're trying to combine the business and pleasure stuff a little bit. Plus we get to write it off. We say we're not going on vacation. We're going on location.
Oh, geez. Nice.
Okay. So tell me about worst family vacation or vacation challenges.
I can start on this one because this happened last year. On that way, on our drive down to St. George Island. So that was like a 16-hour drive that we broke up into two different days. So on day two, so we drove to, I want to go with like Alabama, like Montgomery or something like that. So anyway, irrelevant. We drove, spent the night, and then got back on the road the next day. And we were maybe on the road for 45 minutes. When my husband pulls off the interstate and says, I'm just going to let the car cool down a little bit. And I said, what? You know, and he's like, we're just going to let the car cool down a little bit. And I knew something was wrong. I said, what are you talking about? That's code for something. What's broken? And he said, the transmission's acting funny. Oh. Well, sure enough, we were just outside of like Montgomery, Alabama, is where we had gotten to. Because I remember we were in Montgomery or outside of Montgomery, and our transmission wouldn't shift out of first gear. We got back on the road after we, quote, let it cool down. And on the highway, it wouldn't shift up. It stayed. It wouldn't shift. So we were in first gear. So it was like a 30-minute drive to the airport in first gear to get a rental car. So we are in first gear on the highway, getting there as fast as we can, like 30 miles an hour, taking forever to get to the airport where we had reserved a rental car, thinking, and we did the research, you know, we have phones online or looking up transmission shops, because we knew our transmission was shot, and we're on Montgomery, Alabama, and we're supposed to be on the beach. Well, we get to Montgomery, Alabama airport, and it was a Saturday. So that was the only rental car, or only place you could rent a car in Montgomery on a Saturday, because those places are normally open Monday through Friday. And you can only rent a car on the weekends at the airport. So we get to the airport and they say, oh, I'm sorry. I can't believe our computer system let you reserve a car. We don't have anything.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, well, is there any other place? And they said, you can check back. We're supposed to have cars on Monday. And I'm thinking, I need to get to the beach. It's Saturday. I'm supposed to be in a beach house. We've got this thing rented. Today's check-in day. I can't be in Montgomery, Alabama for 2 days. I'm supposed to be on the beach. And so I didn't know if I was going to have a heart attack or a nervous breakdown or start bawling or something, but my sweet husband, who has a great barometer for my moods, knew that something emotionally bad was about to happen. So he said, let's just get in the car and we'll see how far we can go, because I'm a go, go, go. I'm not going to sit around for 2 days and plan. I have to be in motion for things to be okay. And so he drove us to the nearest airport to Montgomery, from Montgomery, Alabama, which was Panama City. And it took us 6 hours. In first gear, driving 30 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
To get from Montgomery, Alabama to Panama City, where they did in fact have a legit bona fide rental car. But I called and said, I need you to tell me that you have a rental car. I want a visual. Give me the license plate number. You'd better have a rental car for me. You know, like, so that was the biggest challenge on vacation that we've ever had, was driving in first gear for 6 hours.
Well, that time I tried to take a shower with the crab sounds pretty like basic now compared to that.
That sounds way funnier because there's nothing humorous about driving 6 hours in first gear.
Let's just say the crab won on that one. I just about ran out naked.
Oh my gosh. Where were you on that one, Elaine?
We were on our very first ocean trip to Corpus Christi, Texas. And I was so excited about taking the kids to the ocean. And they were excited too, except at the last minute before we left Missouri to go to Texas, Dad decided it would be really much more fun if we camped instead of getting a luxury townhouse. And that's when all the teenage girls' attention went to the bottom of the barrel and the spikes came out. Mm-hmm. And they were
spirited.
You're not taking us camping. You hate us. This is the worst thing you could ever do. So our amazing ocean vacation became there was a lot of challenges on that trip. My husband decided that we'd had too many sweets and took all the s'mores ingredients, walked a mile just to throw them in the trash. And we found out about it that night at the campfire. Girls were complaining the whole time. There was sand in the beds. And yeah.
And then
the boys were good.
And you had crabs in the shower.
We decided that crab lived there because every time we would go to the shower, we had to check to see where he was at. He was always in one of the showers.
That's awesome.
But yeah. And then of course, the last day we all woke up, got everything, you know, torn down, was ready to go. And the girls wanted to stay longer so that they could take pictures on the beach. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
It's so funny. Oh,
so yeah, that was an interesting trip. Oh, we've had some doozies though. I don't even know if I can speak of them at this point. It might be 10 years from now before they're funny to me.
Yes. Too soon. Vacation can just leave such a mark. You're like, let's not bring that up yet.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we used to do family pictures, and I vowed the last time we did a family picture, it was probably a decade ago, and I said, so help me, this is the last family picture I'm ever taking. I don't care. I don't want your picture with my picture. It's not worth the fight to do a family picture. And so I understand that sometimes vacation can kind of feel like that, like the hassle and the headache and the trauma that comes with something that's supposed to be good is just not worth it. Save it for the movies. I'll watch somebody else's family vacation in the movies and get way more enjoyment than my own.
Well, some sadistic reason I keep, you know, keep thinking that they're all going to be really great. So I don't know. I keep planning them. I'm not sure why. But yeah, we're going to go on one in a couple weeks, actually. So
I can't wait for that update.
I think I just try to have like rosy glasses about the memories of them. Like even some of the ones that Ron and I have just taken by ourselves, you know, I've decided that like, you know, for anniversaries, instead of taking like a really fun trip together, romantic, relaxing, because what happens inevitably is you think this is going to be so great. And then you get there and you have a fight or something goes wrong, or, and then you're like, oh, like now we have to stay together for 2 more days and act like we're having a really great time because it's our anniversary, you know? And what you really ought to do is just like be sent to like some kind of horrible place, like a super hot desert where you have to break rocks for like 2 days. And then when you come home, you'd be like so happy to see your husband. It'd be like he'd be like the best thing you could ever look at. That should be the U.S. anniversary tradition, I think.
We have it too good in America. We need a vacation where our life sucks just so we can appreciate how great we have it in normal.
Seriously.
Absolutely. Okay. Where would you go again or like to go? And think about this a little bit, funny memories from vacations. So where would you like to go or go again?
We stayed a accidental night at Navarre Beach in Florida, and we always said that we would go back there and vacation. And
how come it was an accidental night?
Well, we were on our way to like the Jacksonville area, so it was like one of those stopping points where if you don't stop, you have to keep going and you wouldn't like get there till like 2 or 3 in the morning. So we're like, well, let's stop and we'll stay at a nice place. And for some reason, we always have the best vacations at the epicenter of where a hurricane has hit, like the season prior. So, so I'm really sorry, anybody listening. But like our best vacation was after Hurricane Katrina in Orange Beach, Alabama. It wiped out pretty much almost all of the homes there, which was terrible. But the homes that did survive, you know, were obviously open. And then they were starting to build high rises where like they started buying out people's homes. So we knew that it was probably the last time to be at that place before it got too touristy or too like overrun. But it was really family oriented. And even the cops would yell at the drunk people on the beach or in the high rise that they were being too loud. So we're like, oh man, this is our kind of vacation. You yell at the loud folks for us. So, and it same situation with Navarro, like it was right after one of the really bad hurricanes. So a lot of the city was not there. That sounds terrible. I know, I'm a horrible person. but we stayed at
a lot of burned out cities actually.
I know, it's terrible.
It's following you.
So same thing with Navarro. It was just a really nice, quiet city because it hadn't been built up yet. And it was a really nice hotel. And it was like right before Christmas. So it was also empty. So it was just really peaceful and quiet. And then when we got in at night, so we really couldn't see our surroundings. And then when we woke up in the morning, we're like, why are we going to Jacksonville? This place is amazing. We really only got to stay there for a day and a half, but it was just a beautiful area, really quiet, wasn't overly touristy. And so I would probably go there. And then Chicoutimi, I would go to I don't even know how to say it, Chicoutimi. If you ever read that book from like the early 1800s about the ponies that they would...
like the wild horses?
Yep, they would round up all the wild horses and bring them in for auction. And that's that island. So we went there because my youngest read the book and she really was interested in it. Like, oh, well, let's take a vacation there before we move from Virginia. And we would go back for sure. It was a beautiful town, really quiet. We got to see wild horses, so much to do. We didn't even get to tap into like half of it because we were really only there for like 3 days, but really a pretty area. And the people sounds fun. Like to vacation where the people are nice, so you can kind of just blend in and not feel like a tourist. So
were they like friendly and welcoming? And
yeah, you could tell that there was like the tourist side where the locals didn't hang out, and then there was a local side, and we actually were staying on the local side, which just changed the vibe of the island. It wasn't all touristy. And they actually have a lot of activities out on the local side. You know, like they have live music at bars or restaurants. And so you get to just tap into like things that you normally would do at home. So
that's cool. I'd love to go on an island. I've never been to an island. That would be neat.
You've been to an island.
I don't think we've ever stayed at an island. We've stayed in New York, where we've stayed where my grandparents' cabin was. You have to get there by boat, but technically it's not on an island, but there's just like a swamp behind it. So you can't, like, you know, get there like through the land. So
I hate to be the one to tell you this, but I used to live on St. Thomas and you came to visit.
You're right. I have been to an island. I was thinking about the United States. I wasn't thinking about the Bahamas. That was an awesome trip.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know. I took my two youngest boys and we went and saw Laura when she lived in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. And it was so fun because you had like the whole trip planned. So all I had to do was show up.
Aww.
And our boys get along really good. And of course we get along great. So it was just awesome. Like we just did all the fun things that little boys and high energy women like to do.
Oh, perfectly put, Elaine. Perfectly stated. That's exactly how it went down.
It was like, go to this beach and then hike up this trail and mess around in this very probably dangerous ex-bombing, what was it? Like a bomb shelter or something.
Oh, yeah. It was a pillbox.
Yeah. And then take a boat ride and go to another beach and then go here and go there. And we had a great, went to the aquarium in the zoo. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a great trip.
It was fun. Very fun. I think that my favorite vacation, truthfully, isn't really, and I would say that this is our family. We like tradition. For some reason, we just like doing the same thing year after year. And so we always go down just 2.5-3 hours away to the Ozarks and we float. We do float trips, canoe trips once a summer, every summer. And the kids really love it. I think it's because that's what we always do every year. They look forward to it. It's the same place every year. It's the same. They jump off the same cliffs. They swing off the same rope swings. They fish in the same fishing holes. And it's just, I don't know. They love it. And so, and we love it too. We stay in cabins, so we don't have to pack tents or anything like that. And our cabins have a little kitchenette so we can cook and save money and not leave there with a stomach ache from eating too much garbage. Although we eat plenty of garbage, but yeah, my favorite is the annual, hey, we do this every year. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's not a far drive. It's not a flight. It's just a little, what do they call it in England? A mini break.
When you do it with other families.
Yes. Yes, we do. So yeah.
But then also a lot of fun. And I think without all of our moving, I think that's the one thing I regret not having the opportunity to do is we can't have those type of trips. I think managing expectations for vacations is a huge issue. So when the kids know that it's 100% predictable, they're familiar with where they're going, they know all the options to do, you know, the only thing that might change is the people that are around you. And I think that's what builds memories. That's why I went home to my parents' house all the time was they were building memories with my extended family and it was really predictable, right? They knew their bedrooms, they knew the activities, they knew their cousins were going to be there and they didn't have any like crazy wild expectations of to be entertained. Mm-hmm. They made fun. And I miss having that again because that I think was some of their best memories growing up was just having a predictable place to go that was different than home.
So yeah, that's a really good point. We kind of did that going to Texas to see some family. We would go, I don't know if it was every year, maybe like sometimes it was every or sometimes every other for a few years before some of the kids moved out, but they were all a little bit older. Like they weren't little when we went down there. And like you said, the same kind of things like Auntie Ann would cook and she always made brownies and you always had brownies after dinner every day. And so when you got home, you thought, where's the brownies? We're supposed to have brownies every day after dinner. And Uncle Ken would get out the boat and take them, you know, every morning we'd go out, we'd go tubing and then we'd come back in and eat lunch and then go out in the afternoon and go tubing and then come back in and, you know, eat dinner and then watch a movie. And like you said, it was just kind of the same thing, and they kind of slept in the same places, and it was fun. Yeah, I think that's really cool too, because it like reinforces that memory, you know, so hopefully, you know, in the future going forward, that that's something that they can kind of cherish. I do think we'll have, I know that our oldest Daniel has talked about having a lake house. So I think that, you know, maybe made a little bit of an impression on him, because I think he really enjoyed that, you know. For sure. Yeah. As far as funny memories, there's nothing like the popping off my mind except that stupid crab that scared the bejesus out of me. I thought it was like a giant spider or something. I didn't even look at it like long enough to know what it was. I just knew that I wasn't staying in the same place as whatever it was. Do you guys, can you think of anything?
My only funny memories of vacation always revolved around my misery, which for is only funny now, but at the time it was like life destroying, devastating. Joe wanted to always take me on vacation, and you all know what this means, 6 weeks after I had a baby. Like, you know what this family needs? We need a vacation. So he would pick some long weekend for us to travel, me with a newborn and like, you know, like just misery, just complete misery. So when we lived in Atlanta, he took us to, I want to say it was somewhere around maybe the Savannah area. I can't remember. It was like, I was in a hormonal fog, so I actually don't even physically know where I was, but I was probably what, still 40 pounds overweight. And he's like, you know what we need to take you to the beach.
That's really going to be a self-esteem booster there.
I remember taking Ava as like a 6 week old baby on a sandy beach, like in a swimsuit that I had no business being in. And then the hotel we stayed at ended up having roaches in it. And because I was pumping, they were like crawling all over her bottles. Gosh. I was like, if you don't get me out of here as fast as possible, I may kill you.
Oh my gosh.
And he knew he had probably a little overextended my tolerance for him a little bit too much. So anyway. We didn't end it short, but we ended up getting a new hotel. But it was just, I just remember being so incredibly miserable and going, why have I left the house? This doesn't make any sense.
Oh, God. But
he actually asked someone to take a picture of us on our family vacation, and he looked so happy. And I was like, I don't know what like crazy universe you live in, but this is so awful. And that's all I remember. I just remember being in peak misery the whole entire time, going, I hope you know how much I love you, that I'm doing this for you, but this is awful. Just awful. So yeah,
that actually does remind me of a story. Ron and I went to Miami, Florida, which in the Hollywood, Florida area, which is in Miami area there. And we got this hotel room. Well, of course, you know, like on Airbnb or whatever I rented it on, it looked so good. And then we like pulled up to the hotel, and immediately I was like, this is the place? Like, this is interesting. And we walk up the stairs, and like the foyer, it was like pink flamingo, like, you know, decor everywhere. And it was like, you know, the free drink was I don't know, slushies or something, you know. It was just like, what is happening? And then it smelled not very great, and we're just like, okay. And my husband, God bless him, was so sweet. Like, he was just like, it's okay, Elaine, it's not that bad. And I was like freaking out, mortified. So they take us to our room, and we're in there by ourselves looking for the bed because we cannot find it. And so there was a door to the adjoining room, so we thought, well, maybe it's like a suite, right? So you go through the door, and that's the bedroom, and this is like the living room. The door did not open, and we're just like, where is the bed? We finally figured out it was a Murphy bed.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I'm like, dude, no, this is where we draw the line. So I walked down there and asked him for another room. And the other room had a bed, a real bed, and it was clean. It did smell like weed, but it was clean.
Oh, mercy. That's funny.
Needless to say, we had three glorious days at that hotel.
Well, talk about creepy and funny. We went to Hollywood Boulevard. So Christian was working on a project in LA, and I took the boys out there to visit. And it was my wild idea. I wanted to see the Walk of Fame because I wanted to see the stars on the sidewalk of the movie stars. And Christian said, he warned me, he said, well, Hollywood Boulevard isn't that great. It's kind of yucky. And I said, no, I want to see the stars in the movies. You know, it's, you see it in the movies, the stars on the sidewalk. I've got to do this. I've got to do it. It's on my bucket list. I've always wanted to go there. Well, I should have listened to him because it was so gross. The homeless population is really bad in Los Angeles. And there were literally homeless people just sleeping all over the place. And walking on the sidewalk, we really had to dodge like puddles of urine. And I think I found a human turd on the sidewalk. So that was gross. And then that was just like right off of Hollywood Boulevard, like a block away. So we finally get onto Hollywood Boulevard and it is just overwhelmingly weird. So there was a meth head or somebody on drugs, just like beating his chest and wandering around shirtless in this intersection, and traffic was trying to get away from him. And Christian was being real sweet, you know, like we're this Midwest family and he's getting between us and kind of like acting like a sheepdog trying to herd us away from this guy, like get to the sidewalk quickly. And so then we wanted to go see, I think it's called the Chinese Theater or something, where they've done movie premieres and stuff. So we get outside of this famous landmark and there's this homeless guy dressed in a Spider-Man costume, starts talking to Johnny, our youngest, about, you know, Star Wars t-shirt he was wearing. And then he's dressed in this skin tight costume and he smells bad and he's not fit, so he's just kind of like this fat old stinky dude in a Spider-Man costume, really just triggering all kind of like pedophile alarms. And so then he asked, can I take a picture with your kid? I'm like, heavens no, you can't take a picture with my kid. And we're like, no, get away. And so, and then there was this like group of racially charged, like hateful racists talking about how they hate white people, and they're being loud about it, talking about being violent towards white people.
Oh my god!
I know. And then, you know, and then you've got like this super flamboyant like gay man comes jogging in a women's bikini, and it was just like, it was more than I could take in. And finally, like no lie, there's this normal looking human being passing out pamphlets for God. And I was like, thank God, Hollywood Boulevard needs evangelism, right? And so I go up and talk to him, and Christian the whole while was like, don't talk to him, you know, don't talk to anybody. I'm like, but he's a Christian. Hollywood Boulevard needs this. He's, you know, he's fighting the good fight. He's, you know, spreading the good news. I've never in my life seen anywhere that needs Jesus the way this Hollywood Boulevard does. And so I take the pamphlet and I talk to him a little bit. And at that point in time, I'd already decided, Christian, we aren't safe here. All of my, like the hair on the back of my neck is standing up. This is the worst place I've ever been in my life. Shouldn't have ever been there. Like, I'm way too naive. I'm way too not California. I don't know. It's just gross. And so we get in the car and I'm reading this pamphlet, and it had me hook, line and sinker. Like, Satan is alive and in this world, and we need to do something to fight it. And there's only one answer. And guess what? The big punchline is, and the Satan is Catholics. And I'm like, Catholics? I didn't see any Catholics on Hollywood Boulevard. Would have loved to have seen a Catholic on Hollywood. Like, of all the things you could be picking on, you're picking the Catholics on Hollywood Boulevard. Did you not see what was going on? Like, there weren't any Catholics on Hollywood Boulevard. Why are we beating them up? And so the whole thing, like, everybody in the car is just kind of quiet for a second. And then George from the back seat pipes up. He says, well, he says, Hollywood Boulevard makes all those trans kids at my school seem really, really normal.
Oh my gosh.
And that was my Hollywood Boulevard experience. Never well, gonna.
Yeah, we will make sure to avoid that on our trip to LA.
Don't do it. You don't need to see the stars.
No, nope, that sounds like we don't.
Gross.
Well, thank you guys. That was awesome. And I hope that our listeners got tons out of the tips on vacations. And also just a quick plug, a shameless plug for my awesome book, Mom of Six Dies Laughing. You can get it at imaginemom.com/book. And there are actually tons of tips in there for little kids, all kinds of things for kids of all ages and toddlers and teens, fun things to do with teens. And most of the book is actually awesome, funny stories and really practical things from my experience as a parent. So you'll love it, but there are some quick lists of fun things you can do and ideas for potty training and all kinds of things. So make sure you check out that book, Mom of Six Dies Laughing. You can also get it on Amazon. But thank you guys so much for being with me, and we are signing off. We hope you have an awesome week. Stay in Jesus. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you follow and subscribe. And if you loved this episode and you think that there's someone out there who would really benefit from it, make sure you share it. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.